Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians 1.
Come on, Zainabu.
And we're going to read from 3 to 11. I'm going to tell y'all now, I got some scriptures here.
We love it.
And, that's what I'm going to do. And before just going into, like, what hinders us, what are the things that can help us, I want us to just go into God's Word and see what God is telling us in His Word. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Ephesians 1, starting in verse 3. It says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us His mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill His own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For He chose us in advance, and He makes everything work out according to His plan." I love that. And I wanted to start there and just remind you all that you have been chosen. And He makes everything work out according to His plan, even if we don't. You know, I just have a thought about my mind. You see, when you listen to these TikToks, the videos, you can't even say words these days because you just associate like a video. But even if you don't know the day or what God has in store, He does have a plan.
Yeah.
Right? Ephesians 2:10. Let's go there. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." We are God's masterpiece. And I love that it says, "He has created us anew in Christ Jesus." Why? So we can do good things that He has planned for us long ago. If you have not already noticed, ladies, there is a war going on. Yeah. And not only for your souls, but for your identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, oh man, it's not easy. Like, even, I'm about to make 16 years as a disciple making Jesus Lord, and I'm like, it's been a ride. There's a lot that's going on.
Yeah.
I've evolved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also the beauty, that in your relationship with God, you will evolve. Mm-hmm. Things that you may have thought, you gain a new understanding. Mm-hmm. And that is okay. You may not be at the best place right now, but it doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta just recalibrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to take some time out and really dig deep. What is it going on? What's going on? But you gotta remember the truth. You are a masterpiece. You were chosen. Right? But there are things that really hinder us from truly embracing our identity in Christ. distractions, right? And there's many distractions going on now. Sin, whether it's purity, whether it's lying, greed, deceit, laziness. It's not one that's talked about a lot, but that's one.
That's real.
You know, something else that hinders us from not from truly embracing our identity in Christ is not having a real grasp on the magnitude of what it means to have your identity in Christ, or understand the power of God, right? Or sometimes it's our past. It could even be our present. Or what you're thinking, the future. We may be consumed with dreams, goals, or maybe people, relationships, or maybe something that's hindering you is that double life. You're one way in church, but then you're outside, you're a different person. And that creates a war. And that's exhausting. Maybe it's societal pressures, right? Or cultural issues and the pressures of that. What's going on in the world today? But I want to ask you a question. Who and what are defining you at this moment? And underline these questions, because I know afterwards you guys are going to have like some time to talk together. Who and what are defining you at this moment? That is a good question to think about and to really take some time. Write it. Figure it out. Because at the end of the day, the ball is in your court. Because there are many things you could be defined by right now in this world. Your race, right?
Yeah.
Gender, culture, the college you attend, your economic status. But the crazy thing about it, if you allow those things to identify you, then you have to turn around and abide by the mission and the objective of those cultural identifiers.
Yeah, right,
right.
It's true.
Right? But if you are defined by Jesus Christ, then you have a whole mission and purpose to follow as his disciple. And your true identity is in Christ. And it's only found when you're following Christ. Because a lot of times you could just go about just trying to figure it out, right? Or just add practicals. I just need the practicals. But there's no shortcut to it. There's no shortcut to it. You could feast a little bit on somebody else's quiet time, but after a while, you're going to get hungry. Right? Your identity in Christ is not found when you are chasing these other things. We have to get back to the focus. A lot of us are lost, though. Because we are putting these things before Christ, especially our identity. Too many times Christians are fighting cultural issues without Jesus Christ. We are fighting these cultural battles without spiritual weaponry. What are the things that will help us? Let's go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 1 to 4. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. I pray we could fix our eyes and keep our eyes on Jesus. Understanding Jesus and understanding the power that comes from our identity being in Christ is important. But even that question, we have to understand who Jesus is, right? It's easy to be like, man, have your identity in Christ. And sometimes it's easy to just say, girl, your identity got to be in Christ. You got to do it. But what does that mean? Who is Christ? That's where spending time in his word comes into play.
Right.
And there is no shortcut to it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's about to make 16 years. I'm a disciple. And I got to tell you, there is no shortcut. There's no shortcut. But I feel for just the world today, for you ladies today, because I feel like so much is competing for your attention. So much is competing for your attention. You try to sit down, you get an alert on your phone. You try to sit down, you thinking about, oh my gosh, I got this assignment. You sit down, you thinking about like, you know, I'm going to get married one day. Let me look at some dresses. And I gotta be honest, I did it before I even got a ring. Okay. I was trying to put my desires on there. But there's so much competing. But it's important to know who Christ is for yourself. How is it going cultivating that relationship with Christ? Are you growing in your understanding of who Jesus Christ is? Is your love for him growing? Understanding who he is will help you know who you are in him.
Right.
And I gotta be honest also. In you knowing him on a deeper level, understanding him on a deeper level, if you have certain issues on your heart, like whether it is cultural stuff going on or even about gender, right? You have a soft spot. Like, I want to create change.
Right.
Jesus will help you do that.
Amen.
Because if you read his word, man, he was the world changer.
Yeah.
Him talking to the Samaritan woman, he broke down cultural and gender barriers just by that conversation. Okay?
Okay.
But understanding Jesus, having time with Jesus, it gives you a different voice. How are you going to stand out with all the noise? He gives you a different perspective, a different voice, but you got to spend time with him. If you're out there still saying the same thing that I hear on social media, I know you've been primed. And it's kind of like, oh, you're just doing that. But if you're saying something off that doesn't necessarily make sense, or it's like, wow, that's spirit. That's different. That's different. And that comes when you are cultivating that relationship and understanding who he is. Because who is Christ? Do you know? Do you know, ladies? Do you know that he is our only begotten son in John 3:16? Do you know, ladies, that Jesus is our wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace? Isaiah 9:6. Do you know that Jesus is Lord?
Yeah.
John 21:7. Do you know that Jesus is the light of the world? John 8:12. Do you know that Jesus is our good shepherd? That's John 10:11-18. Do you understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life? John 14:6. Do you understand? Jesus is our true vine? John 15, 1 to 7. Who was around when Vine came out before TikTok? But Jesus is our true vine.
Yes.
Do you understand that Jesus is the Lamb of God? John 1:29. Do you understand that Jesus is our great mediator? 1 Timothy 2:5. How many of y'all use the mediators? Like, can you help me out? Can you speak through my mama?
Yes.
I need you. Jesus Christ is also the author and perfecter of our faith.
Yeah.
Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Jesus is our high priest. In Hebrews 3, 1. Jesus is King of kings, Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6, 15. Jesus is our bread of life.
Yeah.
John 6, 35. Jesus is the Word, John 1:1. Jesus is the Son of Man, Matthew 18:11. Jesus is also our teacher. We see that in John 3:2.
Yeah.
This one is, I'm grateful for it. Jesus is also our advocate.
Yeah.
1 John 2:1. I'm so grateful for that.
Amen.
Jesus is the I Am, John 8:58. Jesus is Christ, Matthew 16:16. And Jesus ultimately is the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
Revelation 1:8. Do you know him, ladies? Do you know who Jesus is in these different ways? Or do you just think he's someone that was just here before, who has lost his power, maybe a mythical person? Have you gone back into your word to refresh yourself, to reintroduce yourself, and allow him to reintroduce himself? Because something I'm so grateful for is if you have your open heart, the door is always open.
Yeah.
We're the ones that's like, we don't even go to the door because we're like, well, but it's open.
Mm-hmm.
It is time, sisters, let us take our eyes off the temporal and put it on the eternal. Lift our eyes up to the hill. Because without him, we truly can't do anything to its full magnitude.
Right?
We can do stuff. But do you want to just be and do something? Or do you want to live to your full capacity?
Mm-hmm.
Life to the full. That's my scripture. And you're going to hear it. Just one more. Because I got it on you. Without him, it's hard. It's impossible. And I want to implore you, ladies, to get to know him. Because we can't keep coming to church, to midweeks, to retreats, coming in bound, leaving bound. Like, don't you want to be loose from those shackles? Aren't you tired of holding those chains? Why do all of that? I got ahead of myself. But we have to make the most of the opportunity. Because even in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Wow.
I love that.
2
Chronicles
16:9.
Mm-hmm. The Lord's eyes are searching. And he's going to strengthen the hearts. And I could tell you that. Because there's times I felt weak. There's times I'm like, don't know who I am. Being in church, I don't know. I'm feeling like I gotta fit this mold. I don't fit the mold. Who am I? And I gotta go back to Jesus. And he really strengthens my heart to persevere. Because I gotta tell y'all, I don't fit no mold. I don't fit the mold. I don't fit the mold. And God keeps saying, I didn't call you to fit a mold. I called you to be you. You does not mean you got to look like her, look like the person who's speaking.
Right.
God can use anyone, and he will. It don't matter, oh, but you're wearing this, you seem too this. God could use a little everything. You're too much and not too much for him. It ain't too much. And if I'm honest, it allows his glory to shine even more.
Amen.
Being up here, it's a God work. I'm like, I'm shy. I'm quiet. I can't do this, God. I've been a hot mess.
Get up there.
Himself through me.
Yeah.
And he shows himself through you. Who are you playing small for? Why are you playing small? When the God who created heaven and earth is your dad.
Okay.
Make the most of the opportunity, ladies. Make sure you're connected to the Word of God. Stay connected to the Word. Stay connected to Jesus and stay connected to each other.
Right.
Be engaged in the mission of God here on earth. And add your swag to it. Mm-hmm. Say swag.
Yeah.
I didn't Google it before. Okay. Maybe lit.
Yeah,
your vibe, energy, vibe, energy.
What? You said energy?
Vibe, your energy.
Oh, vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, so let us focus, ladies. And make sure we're focused more on heart checks and not blue checks. I didn't have to Google that one. Because it's important who we're looking at. It's important to know who we're focusing on. Because some things we're looking at could make us want to be superstars for Jesus instead of laborers. Jesus is truly, he truly has all you need. John 1, 10 to 11 says, he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him.
Wow.
He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
Amen.
Colossians 3, 1 to 3, it says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ is in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not on things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. John 15, 16, it says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. He chose you. You are chosen, ladies, to do something incredible for God. You can stand out. You don't have to blend in. And especially if you have made that choice to be baptized, you have the Spirit living within you. And if you're studying, that Spirit can be c- c- come into and live inside you as well. Because even in Romans 8:37, it says, no, despite all things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. It doesn't mean the road is going to be easy. It doesn't mean you're not going to get some no's when you really wanted a yes. But it means that if you keep persevering, not if, it just means keep going. Because God is with you. God is with you. John 14, 12 to 14 says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask for anything in my name and I will do it. And these scriptures are scriptures the enemy does not want us to know. He doesn't want us to understand it. He doesn't want us to take hold of it because what is better than a Christian who lacks power? What is better than a Christian who lacks power? He likes that. Because we look like a daggone fool to the world. It's like, yes, there's chaos going on. But she a Christian, but she in the chaos too. She going here and there all over. You have a choice. You hear my husband being so much. You like that all the time. Because I can tell you, there's times that I have to have difficult conversations or I have to go in difficult spaces. But when I'm in his word, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. And I'm not confident in the outcome. I'm just confident in who my Father is. Yeah. And who I am through him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, your life can truly transform when you embrace his power. When you know who he is. John 10:10, here you go, Naomi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. In another version, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. You know, before Instagram and all these cute boxes with these nice sayings like live your life, all that, like Jesus had it.
Amen.
He said, I've come to give you life and have it abundantly. But those two things have different powers. So which one are you embracing? Which one are you going to hold on to? Are you going to hold on to the square or are you going to hold on to John 10:10? Because one is lasting. And y'all know I'm right. Because y'all could read something real cool and be like, yeah, I'm going to save that. Let me screenshot that. Y'all have a bunch of screenshots, right? But there's one that has that lasting power. There is no magic formula to our identity in Christ. It's something that we will have to confirm and affirm daily, on a daily basis. But I encourage you to meditate on these scriptures because there are power in these words. And not just the words, it's also in the action.
Yeah.
So if John 10:10 is saying the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. What are you doing to have that rich and satisfying life?
Yeah.
Because you could say these scriptures over and over, but if you are not pushing yourself to that life, even to some things that are uncomfortable, it's hard to see the power. If it says flee from sin, but you're still sinning, how are you going to see God's power? You got to flee from it and see that, wow, God sustained me. I didn't know I could let go of that relationship, but I did let go. I flee from the sin. Oh my gosh, it's been a month that I didn't call him. I'm good. And that's what happens when you allow these words to come to life. So where are you right now? Who are you? And is your identity in Christ? Another question is, what have you allowed to hinder you? What have you allowed to hinder who you are in Christ? And another question is, what is one thing you can do or change to help this process? And I'm going to leave you with this in closing. The only practical I have for you is to take time to be in God's word and prayer, and to truly quiet yourself, turn your notifications off, and just be with you, just you and God. Psalm 119:33-40, this is my last scripture here. It says, teach me your decrees, O God. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the paths of your commands. For that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. That is Psalm 119:33-40. I would encourage you, ladies, to take time, pray through these verses, read it for yourself. This is something I go back to over and over, because it is a prayer, right? And it is an ask. Like, teach me, give me, make me walk, turn my eyes from worthless things, help me. Because at the core, right, for the most part, we do long to get the fullness of God, right? We long to really know Christ, but sometimes we need help. And sometimes I don't have all the words, but I feel like this scripture itself has everything. And you could really pray through it and allow these words to penetrate. So, in closing, I pray that you ladies will truly understand who Christ is and live your life abundantly, because that's what God has given you.
To our lives, God, that we can seek the revival you want us to seek, that we can know who we are in you, and that we can just be unified in who you say that we are. I pray that the rest of the weekend is amazing and encouraging and transforming. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dinah, for sharing and just opening your heart with us, being so real. And I just love how you let us know that we can take shortcuts, but also like bringing it back to knowing who Christ is and for calling us to build our personal walks with God. And thank you for reminding us of our identity in Christ and how we only found in Jesus, and not putting our identity in other labels. Also, another thing I love that you shared was just your list of who Jesus is and just how much respect, admiration, and like passion and just understanding of who Jesus is by the way you shared. And I just want to thank you again for just challenging us.